We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's talk about some serious stuff here. Obviously, if you go to the gas station and it has both, you know, unleaded and diesel, you know that diesel prices are six and change for a gallon. It's unbelievable. And that, you know, the inflationary side of it, the trickle down, it's I wonder what the impact is on trucking, on truckers and on consumers. And so the best person to talk to with a lot of this stuff is Joe Scully, the president of the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. So basically the diesel prices, this is historic levels, correct?
Yeah, it is. I don't think we've ever seen this before. It's north of $6 a gallon. If you go back to only January, it was $3.50 a gallon, so a huge price over a very short amount of time. If you go back even a year, it was in the $2 something per gallon. So this is a huge cost increase that trucking companies simply cannot absorb. They've got to react one way or the other, usually by raising prices that they charge to their customers. And as you said, it's an inflationary factor, and that's one of the reasons why people are seeing higher prices at the grocery store, at the gas station, or for anything they buy, because diesel powers commercial trucks, and commercial trucks move everything that we buy, and it's like another tax on the supply chain that gets ultimately paid by the consumer when they buy things.
Now, I have listeners that do all sorts of jobs in this world, and some of them are in the hauling business, and can you just explain the companies that ship the goods, where does the charging start? Like, where does the surcharge start when it comes to trucking?
Yeah, so surcharge, that's a good word, right? When a lot of trucking companies factor fuel surcharges into what they charge their customers, which are the shippers who pay them to move things. So when the price of fuel reaches a certain point and it gets higher, there's a fuel surcharge, which is an additional charge that's on the invoice. And that can be by the mile. It can be as a percentage of the underlying invoice. It could be anything like that.
Is the driver have to absorb that cost, or does the company do it?
It's a cost on the company, unless the driver is an independent contractor who owns their own truck and operates their own truck. Then the independent contractor is the one paying for higher diesel taxes and stuff like that. But the trucking companies, you know, incur cost of higher diesel, and then it's ultimately passed on to their consumer. And when they can, they pass it on through fuel surcharges. Sometimes they can't. I mean, this price hike has been so abrupt that if a trucking company was under contract and they didn't have a provision for this in their agreement with their customers, they probably just can't raise their price because it would be a violation of the contract or the agreement. So it's very possible that small business trucking companies right now are actually losing money.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that leads me to what I was really curious about, is that are people going to be forced out of business?
They may very well be. I mean, look, I'll tell you, I have not yet had a trucking company call me up and say, I'm out, I'm forced out of business, I can't take it anymore. Maybe it's happened and I just haven't been told about it. Or maybe the small businesses of Connecticut are just super savvy and they've been able to adjust because they've incurred high costs of things before. But I would just say that the bottom line is this is not good for anybody. It's not good for small business trucking companies. It's not good for consumers. Not only is diesel expensive. We're talking about a potential shortage of diesel here in the Northeast. And, you know, I have told companies, hey, it's probably better to buy expensive diesel than to not have any at all, because if you don't have any and you can't move your truck, and then you're definitely not making any money. So hopefully that's not something that comes to fruition, but that's a real threat right now, too.
Well, you know, it's that you sort of, I love the stuff you're saying, because it sort of keeps going with the flow of the conversation I want to have. We're talking with Joe Scully, president of Motor Transport Association of Connecticut. Yeah, we sort of chased that story about New Haven and diesel, and sort of, you know, it's more like a commercial versus retail. Like, there's still gas there, it just isn't as much, so they have to prioritize it. But it's still coming in, just not as much as they need or would like. I'm curious if this is sustained through the summer, or 6 months, or a year, what happens?
Well, if this is sustained, and it seems like as long as the war in Europe and Ukraine goes on, this is likely to be sustained, because one of the reasons for high prices of diesel is a lot of it is being sent over there, and the Europeans are willing to pay a premium for it, and that's one thing that's driving up the price here. But if this is sustained, home heating oil customers are going to see sticker shock when they go to get more heating fuel later this fall and winter, because diesel and home heating fuel are essentially the same thing. There's one slight difference that's added to heating fuel to make it different than diesel. But, I mean, when people go to refill their tank and they have to pay three or four times as much as they usually do, it's going to be a shock for them. I don't know how people are going to deal with that. And that's in addition to higher prices for food and gasoline and everything else. So while this might seem bad right now, and it is, I hate to predict, and I guess I hope I'm wrong, that this might get a lot worse in terms of the cost to the consumer before it gets better. And that would really be seen this fall and winter when people try to go get heating oil.
Couple quick questions before we let you go. One is, our volumes, like on Connecticut highways, are they steady? Are we seeing any change in the number of trucks that are out there?
I haven't heard anything about that. I think volume is there. I mean, obviously passenger car volume went away during COVID, but I think that's come back. There's data out there about, actually, I think we've hit all-time highs in terms of vehicle volume between trucks and cars. So that's back. And, you know, trucks obviously transport gasoline to gas stations to fuel up those cars who are traveling. So, you know,
right.
That's a cost impact as well.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, do you get the sense of any profiteering at all, or is this all legitimate cost rising?
I mean, I know people would like to think that there's profiteering or price gouging. And look, there's a lot of things that go into getting crude oil to the final product of diesel or gasoline. But the refineries, I think, are making a lot of money right now. But that is not small business, mom and pop gas stations that we have here in Connecticut. They're just trying to make a few pennies on the dollar, just like the small business trucking companies are that haul everything that we move. So if there is, it's upstream at the refinery level. And, you know, that's not, I don't know if there's anything we have a ton of control over here in Connecticut.
All right, well, thanks for the insight and the info, and hopefully things will ease. It's kind of, I mean, it's almost like you're numb to it now, but it's eye-popping.
I agree. Well, thanks, guys, for having me on. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Joe Scully, president of the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut, joining us here on Brian & Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.